time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me at the piano in the Mod Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce is here. He takes a familiar tune and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the phone to try to guess the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. June Eccles is on the phone from Richmond, Virginia. Hi, June.
Hello.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine.
Are you a little nervous about playing the piano puzzler on the radio?
Yes, I am, but I do like puzzles and music, so.
Well, what could be better than a puzzle about music? June, what's your musical background?
Well, I started playing clarinet in the fifth grade. They had tryouts, and I was so excited. I had an instrument. I was in a band, a junior band, and I'd go home every day after school and practice.
Oh, that's great. Well, June, great to have you playing our piano puzzler today. Your job to try to guess the hidden tune and the composer that Bruce is imitating. Are you all set?
Yes, I'm not confident, but I'm ready.
Oh, no. Take a deep breath. Just relax. It'll be lots of fun. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Was kind of entrancing.
It was beautiful.
Thank you.
So, June, what do you think? What did you hear in that piano puzzler?
Well, it sounded to me a little like Haydn.
Well, the theme is Haydn. It's hiding. It's not hiding. It's hiding.
Oh.
Sorry.
It sounded to me like it maybe had some Baroque flavor.
Yes.
Like early 1700s, maybe.
Well, Vivaldi?
Well, that's a Baroque composer. This is further north.
Bach?
I will go with Bach because that is who I was thinking of.
So in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach, and Bruce, what did you do to make this in the style of Bach?
Harmonically, it stays in the Baroque period but has some of Bach's favorite little gestures. Mm-hmm. There's also little rhythmic configurations. These kinds of Baroque ornaments. Instead of... That's all very Bach-like in the line.
All right, so we got the composer. We know it's in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach. What about that hidden tune?
The tune, I'll give you a giant hint, is actually all in the left hand, except for one or two little places.
Oh.
So it's the lower voice in the music.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Can we hear it? Can we hear it again?
Sure.
Thank you. bum 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 bum.
Da da da, honey, honey moon. Is this the sound? It's playing the same song.
Yeah. I like this little duet you guys are doing there. It's kind of
bum 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 bum. Saving my love for you.
Oh, Bruce.
Oh, you've got it. You're singing it. You're singing it.
Oh, ain't misbehaving. Ain't misbehaving.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Saving my love for you.
That's it. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Yeah, we even get the bridge part there.
Well, it had to modulate. It had to change key to sound like Bach right there.
And I love the way you incorporated even the syncopation of the melody in the left hand.
Yes, well, you know, Bach is an extremely syncopated composer, so that was not that tricky. What was tricky, though, is that by putting in the bass, it seemed a little off because usually it would be, you know, the bass would lay the foundation, so that was a little odd.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't misbehaving. In the style of Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes.
June Eccles from Richmond, Virginia. What's your public radio station?
WCVE.
June, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
Oh, well, thank you. This was quite a lesson.
It was, and it was a lot of fun at the same time. Bruce,
yep.
I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.